from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Welcome back to the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show with special guest Kerry Keegan. Woo! She is here once again for a drinking show.
Heidi wishes she was here right now.
I think she took the day off because she's
she
like,
knew?
Yeah, she knows how these shows go.
Yeah, I mean, they never end well. This is the first conclusion of the first hour. We're about to have our first breathalyzer readings. I'm four drinks in, Frank's three drinks in, Kerry two.
But that's only because you wouldn't let me take the last shot that I really wanted.
Yeah, because you need 15 minutes between the last drink you had and when the breathalyzer is actually ready to go. And we have Officer Chad and Officer Charmaine from the CHP with us. We're going to administer the breathalyzers right now, so we'll find out what we are so far. Like, this is the PSA. We've had, what, three drinks? Maximum four. Three beers and a shot.
In an hour, so this is like a party this weekend.
Right now, we're ready to go to another bar.
Yeah.
Okay?
So this is where you are after two or three, four drinks.
Casually.
Two or three. This weekend. Let's see what we blow here.
Here we go. This is my first time ever, by the way. I'm a virgin.
Of blowing into something?
Yeah. I really doubt that.
I've never blown anything.
That's a good thing.
Come on. There's a story in there somewhere. All right, I have blown in Officer Charmaine's breathalyzer, and it has registered.
Ready?
Yeah, what am I?
0.065.
All right.
Is it bad?
No, I'm okay.
He's getting there. He's getting there.
Go. More. Nope.
0.08 is the legal limit. I'm 0.065.
Okay, that's three drinks in an hour.
Admit it, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Having a little fun. Probably should stop right here. If I could maintain this buzz for the rest of my life, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Honestly, forget the CHP is with us in the room.
But we never
do. If we were in a bar and you had three beers in you, or three shots, whatever, and you are feeling like you're feeling, the inclination is you're fine to drive, right?
I can drive the next bar right now.
Legally, is he fine to drive?
Legally, it could be questionable because, like Chad said, it depends on driving obs. It depends on how he does on the exams, on the tests. And it really depends, like the one he's doing now. But it really, for us, we have to make the judgment call.
What was
if
that?
He just left a bar, and I know that he just left a bar, and he just, like I said, my thing that
Frank
I have to take into consideration
parts of his body
is
right
if he
now,
just had a drink,
closed,
is he
like
on
it.
The rise?
Because it's soaking into his
exactly.
system.
Exactly. When did he have his last drink?
But now he's fine, but he's right on the border. Is that what you're saying?
He could still be arrested.
He's not at 0.08. He's not at the limit.
But there's two sections to the driving under influence. There's under an 0.08. And there's above an 0.08. So we can do the A section or the B section. And we're going to use the totality of the circumstances depending on, again, my driving obs, how he was driving,
yeah,
and how
did
he performed
that made
on
you
the
pull
test.
Me over.
Exactly.
So if I was like all over the road, she's like, this guy, what the hell?
That just means you can't handle your liquor.
Well, if I can't handle my liquor, then I'm below the legal limit. Then
call an Uber.
Call an Uber. But she's got to make
exactly.
the call about, okay, he's below, but I still have to. Yeah, arrest him for DUI.
Why don't they just install breathalyzers in all cars ever made?
They should do that.
So if you can get a law that would pass, that'd be a miracle.
So what's the problem? Why don't they? I mean, obviously there's a lot of money in the alcohol industry, and they're probably lobbying against it, right? But I mean, wouldn't that be the most obvious thing to do?
My God, you get smarter when you're drunk.
You shut up!
So in Los Angeles County, in the event that you're convicted of DUI, one of the consequences is you may have to install what's called an interlock device, where you have to blow into a device to show the car, to convince the car that you have not been drinking.
Yeah, my friend had one of those, and she had the rest of us blow into it.
Well, that too is
a
problem.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Does it pick up residual booze? Like people in the car with you are exhaling booze?
No.
Does it soak that up?
Just like we did here, it's a mouthpiece straight into the device.
Okay. So mine was a 0.035.
Correct.
And well, I had two shots. I'm doing all right.
She's fine, right?
What are you, Frosty?
Well, what was I? Keep in mind I had four drinks.
Okay, whatever.
Three beers and a shot in an hour, and I blew a
0.072.
Oh, 0.072. You're winning.
Now.
Wait, what was it?
0.072. Oh. The law says 0.08 is when I got no argument.
No defense.
I'm on the borderline.
Correct.
Could I conceivably, if you pulled me
drink
over.
Drink more, yes. So here we go.
Okay, let me take a shot.
Because right now, I'm forcing you to drink.
I had one already. Here's another one. Okay.
Because, yeah, we're going to stop drinking when, Eric? What's the deal?
right at 7:15 on the dot. So 7:15.
So we'll take another breathalyzer at 7:30. Okay. So you got 5 minutes to drink, and right now.
What is this that we're drinking, by the way?
It's called Cold Cock.
Is that what that was?
American herbal flavored whiskey.
I usually
whiskey.
Try and warm mine up before.
Yeah, really? You don't like them cold, do you? All right, here we go.
It's like a I just dead did
it.
Guy.
How was it? How was it, Frosty?
It was good. I enjoyed it, yeah. It was good.
Mm. Yeah, that's not too bad.
It's really sweet.
Yeah.
It's herbal flavored. That's why.
It's in the family of the Yukon Jacks and the Southern Comforts of the world. But yeah, that's not too bad. Cold Cock. I guess it's one of the big sponsors of Black.
I can see this being something that people would just shoot a lot. This is one of those.
Yeah.
It's sweet and it's fun for girls to order.
Can I get a cold cock?
Of course, it's dangerous too because you shoot several of them, like the honey whiskey we have over there. So my .072, I'm right at the limit. Could I, if you pulled me over for whatever reason, would you still let me go if I passed the test?
Well, the tests aren't pass or fail. So I have to consider how you perform on those tests. I have to consider your driving. What's the reason that I stopped you?
This is just like college.
But can I just say, people weave all the time. I'm changing the radio station. I'm dropping my french fries, whatever.
Yep.
I weaved. I shouldn't have weaved, but I wasn't weaved because I was drunk. I weaved because I dropped my
fries.
Like
you would ever drop a french fry.
I'm saying.
Nobody drops fries.
So, I mean,
that's wrong.
He's a ninja when it comes to french
fries. At that
point,
I had three or four beers. I'm right at the .072. If I can convince you, so to speak, that I'm not drunk, I'm still speaking fluently, I passed the walk the line test. Am I still screwed?
You may still have problems. And the reason being is I have to be satisfied that you're not on your way up, right? So when was your last drink? Was it 10 minutes ago or was it 2 hours ago?
When he's drinking, he's always going down.
On a french fry.
That's my
Harry. Is it a steak fry or a skinny fry?
But it has curly fries all around it.
The nerve.
We have Officer Charmaine with us and Officer Chad of the CHP to help us here to raise awareness of the dangers of drinking and driving for our Memorial Day drinking show. I saw this story in the news, and since I have you both here, I'm going to ask you, as far as busting somebody, the most creative way that you found drugs on someone, because officials in Kuwait caught a pigeon flying across the border from Iraq with drugs strapped to its back, a little backpack of ecstasy.
That's the way to do it. You employ some pigeons.
What's the most creative way, or where was someone trying to hide it that you found it? Do you know?
From my experience, most people are pretty honest when I ask them.
Really?
Where's the drugs?
In my butt.
Oh, jeez.
Occasionally.
Oh. I'm going to have to make you dig for it.
But now it's in my pigeon. Is
it my pigeon? I don't know. I haven't had any really...
As a pigeon flies out the window.
No, I just read a story about a guy. So they say that you have the right to remain silent. You probably should take that advice. It's almost advice that you're giving. It's like, if anything you say now is going to ruin you, so be quiet. Because there was a story, out of North Carolina. Cops knocked on the door of this guy. They're investigating something. And he's like, well, I suppose you're here for the opioids.
And
And they weren't.
Oh,
and idiot.
And he was growing like plants, opium plants in his backyard. He had 1 acre of opium plants. And he thought, okay, they finally busted me. Suppose you're here for the opioids.
Was he when he said that?
No, but let's search your property. And they found $500 million worth of plants in this guy's backyard.
So once he said that, he's giving them cause to search. He said,
most people want to tell the truth.
Really? Most people want to tell the truth?
Most people are most comfortable with the truth.
I think you need to be a politician.
I'm just wondering which people he pulls over versus the ones I pull over.
Everybody lies to Charmaine. Yeah. Don't lie to Charmaine.
Do they teach in cop school a way to detect lying? Is there a body language lying class or something you guys take? Is there something we do to give away when we're lying?
I know one. When you close your eyes on your answer... you blink really long. It's like, yes or no.
Is that a sign?
Yeah, you're lying, right?
There's a number of clues. It's not anything that I remember at the academy, but certainly there are courses of study to help you figure out better pinpoint when folks are typically lying.
Okay. Do you find that beards lie more than non-beards?
Beards always lie.
Do you also... I'm very curious about this, because obviously, Chad, you're a man. You are a very gorgeous woman.
Thank you.
Is that way more complicated being a girl? Do you feel like the people are just sort of more apt to try and hit on you or lie to you because they think they can get away with it because they're you're a woman?
No, I think it's, you know, I don't get hit on the road. So
what?
I think that.
Well, Frank will fix that.
Let's get on some road, baby doll.
I think it's a misconception. Maybe it's a male thing, you know, that they don't. It's different for men. They don't do the same thing that women do. They don't pull their shirt down or anything. I haven't had that done.
Guys can't get out of tickets that way. It's like, want to see my hairy nipples?
She's like, wait, would you be more apt to let someone out of a ticket if they did try and do that? Just because it's funny?
I might be in shock. I may, because I'm in shock.
It's funny.
No.
It's like, hey,
no.
Let me show you some legs. Yeah.
That would get him out.
Put that away.
I know. It's like, I have such white, thick calves. I mean, I have, like, cankles.
This is the unisex question. Is there a price when I whip my billfold out and say, is there anything I can do to get out of...
The fact that you just called it a billfold. All right. Yeah.
No wonder your mom dressed you in 1890s clothes.
Right. Who did I make this check out to?
All right, that buzzer.
Really, we don't. I mean, that's not going to determine whether you're going to get out of a ticket or not. Honesty is the best policy. And honesty is the best policy in reality because we're kind of like, figure us like your parents. If your parent asks you if you've done something, they pretty much already know the answer, right? If we ask you if you've been drinking, we pretty much already know the answer. You know when you do something wrong on the road, whether you're speeding, whether you've made most people with speeding, illegal lane change, some people don't know.
I'll tell you,
the
only thing we don't know is that our tags are expired.
That's true. It's like, that is 100% true.
Oh, when's the last time I looked at my tag? Sorry, seriously, I had no idea.
Because that's not like a conscious thing. It's like, oh, I forgot. Yeah. I didn't check. I didn't look at it.
You got it in the mail. You never sent it back to the DMV. That's the only thing we actually don't know. Right.
That's an easy one.
So can you give us a pass on those?
We
give verbal warnings a lot of times. It just depends on the circumstances. It just depends on a totality. Again, kind of like with DUI, it depends on your attitude. Are you polite? Are you being honest? And is it just something that you overlooked? Are you in a rush that day and we need to just get you to slow down? So verbal is just as good. A verbal warning is going to be just as good as a ticket sometimes. So it just depends on the person. It depends on the circumstances.
That random buzzer you heard.
There was a
show.
Buzzer?
Yeah.
I thought that was internal.
Oh, my God. That was it's telling you not to drink.
For reason, Carrie.
No, it was there to say, okay, we've stopped drinking at 7:15. So put all your drinks down.
They're
we
down,
can't drink anymore
down.
Because it's 7:30. We're going to take another breathalyzer. You need 15 minutes between breathalyzers or
drinking
breathalyzers. Not to clear your lungs, to basically, whatever, get it off the tongue or whatever it might be, residuals.
To get it out of your mouth.
It's the difference between Scope mouthwash and alcohol at this point?
Even if you did Scope mouthwash that has alcohol in it, you probably need to tell them, hey, I just swished with mouthwash, so we need to wait 15 minutes.
Because I saw your lights behind my car.
So let's do it because that's something that this is like a really people do this. If I saw the cops, if your lights go on and I've had a couple drinks, my inclination is to pop an Altoid or swish the Listerine in my. Is that the bad thing to do? Is that a telltale sign that I'm trying to evade?
Oh, hell yeah. If they smell mint on your breath, they're like, what are you trying to hide? I have a little piece of dog poop right there. I shove that in there. They're like, this guy has been drinking his breath.
Is that a bad thing to do?
You just keep nuggets in your car.
These little dried nuggets. Just chew on one of those, and they're like, they want to get
minty,
it over with.
Minty fresh breath is a sign I'm hiding something.
Could do you want to make out with Frank now?
No.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
They're
cat turds.
They weren't dog turds. Okay, I'm kidding.
And if I have swished Listerine and spit on the floorboard, you make me wait 15 minutes to get that out of my mouth, right?
Right. We're gonna go through the test. We're gonna ask you our pre-FST questions to burn some time to get some input, some contribution about what you've been doing. And
so you admit it. You just want to keep us there. Finally, some honesty.
1-800-95-5. It was like, wow, awkward. We caught Officer Chad and something. 1-800-95-5-5-5-6-7. You have any questions you want to ask some CHP? Ask a CHP anything. We got two of them here today, so they're going to give us breathalyzers in 10 minutes. And last time we blew at 7 o'clock, Rossi had a 0.072. 0.08 is the legal limit. and he had three beers and a shot. Carrie had two shots. She's 0.035. I had three shots. I'm 0.065 at 7 o'clock. It's been 20 minutes. Hard telling what we are now. Yeah, we're still absorbing alcohol.
But I really want to drink. Can we hurry this 10 minutes along?
Yeah, come on, 10 minutes. We're going to chug like fish.
Hurry it up. Let's check with traffic and 2 minutes of commercials with Lisa May.
Traffic Report is brought to you by...